before the tape went off, we were saying that the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَدَّقَلَ بِغَيْرِ أَمْرٍ, then he went to her without a command, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala زَوَّجَهُ إِيَّاهَا بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to her by this ayah. By this particular ayah. In other words, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have a ceremony like we normally have. There was no إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ etc. Allah just married her to him and that was it. Allahu Akbar. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, in the explanation of this hadith, he says, وَفِيهِ إِسْتِحْبَابُ صَلَاةِ الْإِسْتِخَارَةِ لِمَنْ هَمَّ بِأَمْرٍ سَوَاءٌ كَانَ ذَلِكَ الْأَمْرُ الظَّاهِرُ الْخَيْرُ أَمْ لَا وَلَعَلَّهَا اسْتَخَارَتْ لِخَوْفِهَا مِنْ تَقْصِيرِ فِي حَقِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And this explanation is found in the Sahih of Muslim's explanation by Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, in this hadith is a clear proof of the permissibility, or excuse me, the high recommendation of Salatul Istikhara for a matter that is of extreme importance. Whoever has a matter that they have an intent to do, this hadith shows that it is highly recommended to do this. Whether that affair, Imam al-Nawawi says, is apparently good or not apparently good. Because perhaps her istikhara was fear, was out of her fear, perhaps. Her istikhara was out of her fear to show any diminution in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, she could have just said, no, I don't want to do it. But not to show any slight concerning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she made the Salatul Istikhara anyway. And as for the Salatul Istikhara, we know that the hadith from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كما يعلمنا السورة من القرآن يقول إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين من غير الفريضة ثم ليقل اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستحضرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال في عاجل أمري وآجله فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us al-istikhara in the affairs, all of them, as he used to teach us a surah from the Quran, saying that when any one of you has an intention, a deep-seated intention in your chest to do any type of issue, or to execute or perform any type of matter, then that person who has that concern or that intention, should make 2 raka'ah of non-obligatory prayer. Then he should say, or she should say, as in the case of Zainab, O Allah, I seek your decision by your knowledge. O Allah, I seek your power. I seek power from you by your power. I ask you of your tremendous bounty. Surely you have the ability and I don't have any ability. Surely you know and I don't know, and you are the knower of all things that are hidden. Oh Allah, if you know, and of course Allah knows, if this thing that this matter, this concern, and then the person mentions the matter, he names it or he mentions it, right there in that particular part of the dua, is good for me in my being, in my livelihood, and the end of my affair, meaning the next life, or this part of my life in this world and the next life, then give me power over it, make it easy for me, ordain it for me, make it easy for me, and then bless me in it. And O Allah, if you know that this thing is evil for me in my being, or my livelihood, or in the final end of my affair, meaning in this life, then turn it away from me, avert it from me, and me from it, and give me the decree or the occurrence of the decree of the good from where it, wherever it may be, and make me pleased with it. And we know that this hadith and the other narrations like it is found in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari, Rahmatullahi alayhi, and also collected by Imam Abu Dawood and Al-Tirmidhi and Al-Nasa'i, Rahimahumullahu jami'a. As for the conditions pertaining to who it is permissible to make the khitbah with, the shurut, the conditions to make the khitbah with someone, the scholars of Islam say, إِنَّ الْخِطْبَةَ تَعْنِي طَلَبَ الرَّجُلَ مْرَأَةَ لِلْتَزَوِّدِ بِهَا, that the khitbah, meaning the request or the searching out of a man for a woman to be married to her, they say that the one who it is permissible to seek for a khitbah, for a nikah, are the ones whom are halal for them in a untimely manner, meaning there are two types of women that we are able to that are haram for us. According to the ahkam al-shari'iyah, the Islamic laws, there are two types of women in terms of time that are unlawful for us. There are those that are حُرْمَةٌ مُؤَبَّدَةٌ and حُرْمَةٌ مُؤَقَّتَةٌ. There's a tahreem that is ta'deed, and there's tahreem that is tawqeed. The first type, مُؤَبَّدَةٌ, is the one that is forever. You will never, ever, ever be able to marry that woman. And the other type is مُؤَقَّتَةٌ or tawqeetan, which is the one who you're not able to marry at the time. But when the time comes, meaning the conditions come, then you will be able to marry her. I'd like to ask now the brothers, or any of the sisters upstairs, who, if the sisters will wait, inshallah, we'll just pause the tape, and if you can, or I should say we'll pause, and you can send down the note of those people whom it is impermissible or prohibited to marry at a certain time. But when that time period is over, a man will be able to marry her. If the sisters have those answers, please send them down. As for the brothers, we want the brothers to give us the example of those people whom you'll never be able to marry, who fall under the mu'abbada. We want the sisters to provide the mu'abbata, and which are those who are untimely, meaning those people who we can't marry at the time. But when the time comes, meaning the conditions come, we can marry them. And we want the brothers to give the ones who will never be able to marry, ever, no matter what happens. And then we can go back to those categories of women whom we are able to make a khitbah with. And so we'll wait for those answers to come down from the sisters, and we'll wait for any of the brothers who are sitting in front of us right now to give those women whom we'll never be able to marry. Abu Rahman. Yeah, woman, one name a woman that you'll never be able to marry with means this woman you would never be able to do a khutbah with. Not a khutbah, but a khutbah. You'll never be able to be engaged to her. Your father's sister, that's right. Your father's sister. Anyone else? So if the time is right, you'll still never be able to marry your father's sister, right? No matter what time it is. Right? 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Oh, we don't mean that, right? You have another one? Your mother's sister? Your mother's sister, that's right. Who are you? Also your aunt. Alright, anyone else? Your grandmother? That's right. Can't marry your grandmother. Sister said something now. Who else? Who else, Abu Rahman? And your mother's? Okay, the sister sent down a note. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what they have here for the one whom you can't marry at the time. Let's see. Woman who is an iddah, a mourning period. Right? Like she says, her husband died or pronounced divorce, meaning that she is in a state of iddah from her husband pronouncing divorce, and that is correct. If there's any more, send some more down, sisters, that a man would not be able to do a khitbah with, meaning that he would not be able to be engaged with her because she's one of those women who he can't marry at the time. And while we're waiting for that, the conditions for those who are permissible to make the khitbah are two conditions. The first, the scholars of Islam say that that person will not be haram to the khatib at the time of the khitbah. That's the first condition. That woman would not be haram, she would not be prohibited for him at the actual time that he's seeking her for khitbah. The khatib, when he's seeking her for khitbah, she can't be haram for him at that time. And the second condition, that the makhtuba, that she will not be a makhtuba to someone else. From the point of being engaged to somebody else, she can't be a makhtuba to someone else. In other words, you have sought a woman for marriage, and she's your makhtuba. I can't go to make a khitbah with her. But even there are some conditions with that. And we're going to discuss that, inshallah, on a later date. Are there any more sisters? Any more? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. No one has any more? Okay, inshallah, maybe maybe somebody will come up with some afterwards, inshallah. Okay, based on this condition, it's also not permissible, the khitbah is not permissible for the one who the nikah is haram from the aspect of a ta'deed, meaning permanent timeliness, permanent timeliness in the prohibition, like the sister of a person. A man can't marry his sister, or he can't, from nasab, we mean sister from nasab, meaning from genealogy, meaning from blood. I would never be able to marry my sister, nor would I ever be able to make a khitbah with my sister. If I can't marry her, then I can't make a khitbah with her. Right? Likewise, if it is prohibited for me to marry my sister from suckling, I can't make a khitbah with her either. Rada'a is when that woman was suckled by my mother, or by my aunt, or by my grandmother. If my aunt or my mother or my daughter suckled that girl, of which we're going to discuss inshallah, on another class, we're going to do, in fact, the next class, inshallah, will be on breastfeeding. Inshallah. If that girl, that woman that I'm seeking to marry, and make a khitbah with her, and engage with her, I'm the khatib, and I want her to be the makhtuba, and she was suckled by my mother, or my sister, or my aunt on both sides, or my grandmother, then she will forever be my sister. If she was suckled 5 satisfying sucks, for lack of better words, 5 satisfying sucks. Alright? I think we're going to end it here. Inshallah, if there are any questions, we can entertain them, inshallah. Naam. No. No.
every woman to this.
Okay, inshallah. We're going to end it here. If there's no questions about this, any questions? None? No questions from the sisters. If there's any questions from the sisters, that was the only sister? Inshallah. We'll end it here. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.